As far as
that goes, uh-huh. I've always had a problem with them canceling baseball games because of rain.
Uh huh.
Because I think that's a real wuss thing to do.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's a real. You're grown men.
Yeah.
You get paid to play a sport. Oh, but it's raining. We can't play today. We've got to cancel the game. No, we can't do that. It's raining outside. We got to put the tarp out. Get over yourselves. Play the dadgum game. You know, you play baseball for a living. Okay, I can see not playing a high school game. I can see not playing a college game. Okay,
yes.
For safety reasons, perhaps,
right.
or whatever. But
the pros, yeah.
Come on, Josh
come
Hamilton.
Come on, man.
Get yourself out there and play. And
yeah.
I love Josh Hamilton. I love the Rangers. But play the dadgum game.
Baseball, Ray.
And not only that, yeah, there's no crying in baseball. Not only is there no crying in baseball, there should be no canceling in baseball. And along those same lines, I say run the dadgum race. You know what? If we've got cars spinning out all over the place, isn't that why we watch NASCAR in the first place?
That's right.
Nobody wants to see how many cars are in the Daytona 500. What, 3 dozen maybe?
Two? 33, something like that. I don't know. That's how many are in.
Okay.
The Indy, I don't know.
All right.
Like that.
So 3 dozen cars.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to see an entire race and not one of those cars, you know, and all of those cars emerge unscathed.
We want to see some slip and slide.
We don't want to see anyone die, okay?
No.
Before you start with the indignant phone calls or the emails, and yes, my email address is on the website, that's fine. But before you start with the, well, that's a terrible thing to say. No, I'm not wishing death upon anyone. I'm not
uh-huh.
morbid. But you know what? No one wants to watch an entire NASCAR race and not see at least one car just go flying through the air.
Have you ever seen SportsCenter or anybody, you know, do their little NASCAR minute or whatever it is? And they show 1 minute of just cars just going around the track. You
exactly.
Know.
Hello?
Well, actually, there's 43 races, or 43 cars in each race.
Okay.
They're going a little over 200 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And, yes, I want to see the entire Daytona 500 without a wreck.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here with that. Okay, we found the one caller. We found the one person in the entire area that wants to see the nobody watches NASCAR to see all 43 cars emerge unscathed. I'm sorry. Nobody does that.
I sit and watch Highway 6 for hours on end.
What, hoping for a wreck?
I don't know, maybe.
Wow.
No, not really.
I don't think I would have said that.
No, you're right. I mean, that's what I'm not sure that you know, gearheads like, you know, the gentleman that just called, you know, they can see the part of the sport that's, you know, that, like we said, like he was trying to say, that mm-hmm. without the wrecks. But I think people like you and me and the general fan want to see a little action.
I'm just picturing, I don't think people drive a Winnebago into the infield of a track hoping for an unscathed race. I just don't see that. You don't put on your wife beater and sit out there with a case of Natty Light watching the Daytona 500 hoping for nothing to happen.
So you see, did you see it was a bad day for Rick Santorum because he had a car in the race and then they didn't get to race.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, he has a car in the race. It
was the number 22 car?
I don't know. It just all it has on it is elect Rick Santorum president.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So he's going after the gearhead.
Yeah, he was, but he wasn't. But he didn't get to race yesterday, and they're thinking, you know, the audience might be quite a bit less today.
So. I would imagine so.
Yeah,
I would imagine so. Now imagine if Rick Santorum, and just because you bring up his name, within the political discourse that exists in the United States today, there is a double standard. Okay, because there are certain things that you can talk about, and there are certain things that you cannot talk about. Hang on, let's take another call.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, Santorum's car is actually number 666.
Very nice.
Oh, okay.
Very nice.
That's very funny, actually.
Yeah. There's something in the water this morning. Something in the water this mm-hmm. morning. But there is within the political discourse that exists in the United States, there are certain things that you can't talk about. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to play this.
You're going to talk about one of the things we can't talk about?
Just listen.
All right.
Oh, wait. Okay, I promise. Here we go. Let's try it this way. All right, here you go. This is the President of the United States, by the way.
This month, we're announcing the 2012 launch of African Americans for Obama.
I'm going to play that again, just so you can let that soak in for a second.
This month, we're announcing the 2012 launch of African Americans for Obama.
Now.
Yeah, turn that one around.
In terms of things that you can't talk about, imagine if Rick Santorum launched white people for Rick Santorum. Or Mitt Romney. Or Ron Paul, for that matter. Or anybody. And that would be vilified as racist. But yet, the President of the United States can launch that, and it doesn't even make a blip? See, you can feel the awkwardness in this conversation right now between the three of us, because nobody wants to touch this with a 10-foot pole. But you know what? It is a double standard that exists within the political discourse, or just the discourse of this country as it is today. That a white person, because of this, because we have had white people guilt that has been forced upon us by people, and so now you can't even talk about certain things.
It's the hyphenated American that really upsets me, because if you want to be literal and talk about African Americans as in people who were from Africa and moved to America, that's a much smaller pool than people who were born in America. And if you are in America, you are an American. No one goes around calling me a German American because I'm three generations removed from Germany. I'm an American, and so is everyone else who's voting in this race.
It was Teddy Roosevelt that said that there is no room in this country for hyphenated Americanism.
Oh, God.
And I could not agree with that more. Interestingly enough, I have a good friend of mine that lives in Houston, and his family is originally from South Africa, and he's as white as he can be, but he is technically an African American.
African American.
Absolutely.
It should be insulting.
But, you know, again, it's the double standard that exists, because, you know, me even bringing this up, it could be insinuated that I'm racist because I have a problem with this. No, I have a problem with this because it's once again, you know, he's trying to divide people based on race. This, you know, that to me is racism, not my calling it out. But once again, it's certain things that you just can't talk about in polite company. Whatever.
There you go.
646.